Coast Radio News for Tuesday, July 13, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting 506 new cases of COVID-19 for the state. That's over the past 3 days. Yesterday's report was a culmination of numbers accumulated from Friday through Sunday evening. Cases continue to appear across the state and the county, but the number is dramatically lower than at the peak of the pandemic. Lane County reported 26 cases over the same 3-day period, and there were no new cases reported for the Florence-Mapleton area. The state is testing about 7,000 people per day with about a 3.7% positivity rate. Oregon has tested more than 5.5 million people since the beginning of the pandemic. The height of the pandemic was November 1st through January 14th, where hospital rates, infections, and percentages of positive tests were at their peak. Currently across the U.S., the Delta variant of the virus is the dominant virus. Oregon Health Authority's report shows that the central and south coast of Oregon has had only one confirmed case of that variant. The highest concentration of the Delta variant is along the northern coast in the Astoria area. The Florence City Council will be back in chambers for its July 19th meeting. It will be the first live meeting since the beginning of the pandemic. The official agenda for the meeting will not be completed until Friday. The meeting will be at City Hall beginning at 5:30. There will still be an online presence of the meeting for individuals that cannot attend in person or who are still concerned about personal health issues related to the coronavirus. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has released the nominees for the Siuslaw Awards. 8 categories, including the Stu Johnston Business of the Year Award, will be recognized. The categories have a theme, Phoenix Rising, from the endurance and resurgence from the recent pandemic. Grace Under Fire Award for Customer Service, Brave New Business, The Pivot Award, Young Entrepreneur, Safeguarding One Another, Community Impact, and Helping Hearts are the categories. A complete list of the nominees can be found on the printed version of this story on the Coast Radio Facebook page or online at kcfmradio.com. The deadline for submission of original artwork for the cover of the Central Coast Connection is this Thursday. This year's theme is Coastal Locale and can be a painting of any medium. There will be no photographs considered this year. The winning submission will receive a $500 cash award. Still no rain in the forecast for the region over the next 7 days. Temperatures inland are expected to be in the 80s and low 90s, a bit lower than some parts of the state and parts of Northern California that will be in the upper 90s and over 100. Spokane, Washington is expected to be above 100 degrees tomorrow. Dry, hot conditions are already fueling fires east of Roseburg and in California. The Central Coast region is currently under a high fire danger. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, July 13, 2021.